What does that song mean to you, and how long ago did you write it?
I wrote it with a songwriter buddy of mine, Craig Wiseman. We wrote it in 2004, and I've told the story so many times. The day we wrote that song was just like any other day. We didn't have any idea we were going to write that song that day. And I was telling Craig, it started with me telling Craig a story that I had heard just the day before about a friend of ours who had had a health scare. And so that reminded him of another story that he'd heard on NPR, a woman who'd been diagnosed with cancer. And she said while she had time, she wanted to go mountain climbing in the Rockies. Well, this other friend of ours, on his kind of bucket list, so to speak, he wanted to learn how to skydive.
Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a full-length Fu Manchu. Man, I love.
And so that's where the skydiving and mountain climbing came from. And we started talking about how when people are faced with a crisis like that, many times people will respond in this really cool, unique way, and they decide it's time to get busy living. And so we started tossing around ideas like dying to live, and Craig said, live like you were dying. And that just, I got, you know, goosebumps, and it was one of those moments. And I said, that's our title right there. We have to write that. We had both been writing a lot of songs. We'd been writing songs for years. When the day that one came down, and I have to tell people, it started like any other day, and since then it's been like no other day.
To live like you were dying.